jumping, and the cotton is high. Oh, your daddy's rich, and your ma is good looking. So hush, little baby, don't you cry. One of these mornings, you're going to rise up singing. To the sky. But till that morning, there's a nothing can harm you. With daddy and mommy standing. With daddy and mommy standing by.
Soft rains fall and drip from leaves, then I recall the thrill of being sheltered in your arms. Of course I do, but I get along without you very well. I've forgotten you just like I should. Of course I have, except to hear your name or someone's laugh that is the same. But I've forgotten you just like I should. What a guy. What a fool am I to think my breaking heart could kill the moon? What's in store? Should I fall once more? No, it's best that I stick to my tune. I get along without you very well. Of course I do, except perhaps in spring. But I should never think of spring, for that would surely break my heart in two. I get along without you very well. I get along without you. I get along without you.
this feeling. Can't get out of this room. Last night your lips were appealing. The thrill should have been all gone by today. In the usual way. But it's only your arms I'm out of. Can't get out of this dream. What a fool to dream of you. 'Twasn't part of my scheme to sigh and tell you I love you. But I'm saying it, I'm playing it dumb. Can't get out of this mood. Heartbreak, here I come. Can't get out of this dream. What a fool to dream of you. 'Twasn't part of my scheme to sigh and tell you I love you. But I'm saying it, I'm playing it dumb.
Churchyard starts to chirp, chirp, chirp in the rain. That bird sings melodies that carry me to my imaginary home down in Eastwood Lane. Then the raindrops on the window start to slip, slip, slip down the pane. And as I watch the drops descending, I can see a river wending homeward to Eastwood Lane. I'm no stranger. People step right up and say, it's grand of you to pay a call. There's a danger, 'cause the vision isn't true. It's only deja vu, a dream after all. Then the west wind on the water brings the hoop, hoop, hoop of the crane. And now that noisy celebration wakes me from my meditation. Maybe I should explain that more and more it seems I'm drifting back in dreams, back home to Eastwood Lane. Thank you. I'm no stranger. People step right up and say, it's grand of you to pay a call. But there's a danger, 'cause the vision isn't true. It's only deja vu, a dream after all. Then the west wind on the water brings the hoop, hoop, hoop of the crane. And now that noisy celebration wakes me from my meditation. Maybe I should explain. I'm drifting back in dreams, back home to Eastwood Lane. Back home to Eastwood Lane.
Wonder why I'm not myself of late. I'm feeling strangely great. I wonder why. I suppose some genius could explain why I walk in the rain. Just let 'em try. I guess there is a simple explanation, unless I've come up with a new sensation. It could be that he's caught up with me, and all the mystery I'm thinking of is simply that I went and fell in love. Wonder why I'm not myself. Of late I'm feeling strangely great. I wonder why. I suppose some genius could explain why I walk in the rain. Just let 'em try. I guess there is a simple explanation, unless I've come up with a new sensation. It could be that he's caught up with me, and all the mystery I'm thinking of is simply that I went and fell in love. A simple explanation, unless I've come up with a new sensation. It could be that he's caught up with me, and all the mystery I'm thinking of is simply that I went and fell.
There's a ghost of you within my haunted heart. Ghost of you, my lost romance. eyes that dance. Haunted heart, won't let me be. Dreams repeat a sweet but lonely song to me. Dreams are dust, it's you who must belong to me. And thrill my haunted heart. Be still my haunted heart. It's you who must belong to me, and thrill my haunted heart. Be still my haunted heart.
Throw bouquets at me. Don't please my folks too much. Don't laugh at my jokes too much. People will say we're in love. Don't sigh and gaze at me. Your sighs are so like mine. Your eyes mustn't glow like mine. People will say we're in love. Don't start collecting things. Give me my rose and my glove. Sweetheart, they're suspecting things. People will say we're in love. Start collecting things. Give me my rose and my glove. Sweetheart, they're suspecting things. People will say.
when I kissed her hand. Why dreams began to stir deep down inside of her when I whispered things that Nina never heard. Nina's heart took wings with every tender word. Then suddenly she clung to me. She learned to love somehow, and I'm so glad that Nina never knew till now. And I'm so glad that Nina never knew till now.
Stand in line until you think you have the time to spend an evening with me. And if we go someplace to dance, I know that there's a chance you won't be leaving with me. Then afterwards we drop into a quiet little place and have a drink or two. And then I go and spoil it all by saying something stupid like I love you. I can see it in your eyes that you despise the same old lines you heard the night before. And though it's just a line to you, for me it's true and never seen so right before. Every day to find some clever lines to say to make the meaning come through. But then I think I'll wait until the evening gets late and I'm alone with you. The time is right and then I lose my head. The stars get red and oh, the night's so blue. And then I go and spoil it all by saying something stupid like I love you. Saying something stupid like I love you. Oh, then I go and spoil it all by saying something stupid like I love you.
Somehow it seems we've shared our dreams, but where? time after time in a room full of strangers. Out of the blue, suddenly you are there. Wherever I go, you're the glow of temptation. Glancing my way in the gray of the dawn. And always your eyes smile that strange invitation. Then you must I stay in a world of illusion? Be where you are, so near yet so far apart. Hoping you'll say with a invitation, where have you been, darling? Come in, come into my
Why shouldn't we fall in love? Our hearts are made of it. Let's take a chance. Why be afraid of it? Baba, today let's close our eyes and make our own paradise. Little we know of it, still we can try to make a go of it. Oh, baby, we might have been meant for each other. To be or not to be, let our hearts discover. Let's fall in love. Why shouldn't we fall in love? Now's the time for it while we're young. Let's fall in love. Why shouldn't we fall in love? Our hearts are made of it. Let's take a chance. Why be afraid of it, honey? Baba, today, let's close our eyes and make our own paradise. Little we know of it, still we can try to make the go of it. Oh, baby, we might have been meant for each other. To be or not to be. Let our hearts discover, sweet mama. Oh, baby, let's fall in love. Why shouldn't we fall in love? Now is the time while we're young. Let's fall in love.
It's a most unusual day. Feel like throwing my worries away. As an old native-born Californian would say, it's a most unusual day. There's a most unusual sky, not a sign of a cloud passing by. And if I want to sing, throw my heart in the ring, it's a most unusual day. There are people meeting people. There is sunshine everywhere.
They're ready? Mm-hmm. All right. I'd like to call this meeting of the Goleta Public Tree Advisory Commission to order. It's March 17th. Happy St. Patrick's Day, everybody. Let's start out with the Pledge of Allegiance.
Roll call. Then pledge. But whatever.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Okay, roll call, please.
Thank you. Commissioner Kirby?
Here.
Commissioner Massey?
Here.
Vice Chair Messner?
Here.
Chair Haight?
Here.
Thank you.
Okay, public forum. We have one speaker slip. Mr. Foster.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. First of all, I'd just like to say thanks to all you people. Isn't that off? I've noticed that some nights you were still going at 7:30 at night, and either way, so thanks. You've been very thorough on the whole thing. And not that you're not trying, but I would urge you to get this wrapped up into our city council as soon as possible before we have a new city council, and then we have new appointees, and then we could just start all over again, which nobody might live long enough to see that. And we do have a review every 10 years. Either way, if we can close that off, and if I'd shut up, that would help that. As far as what you're talking about today, the only comment I have is, you know, there's talk about heritage trees, and this comes up elsewhere with heritage structures. I think one of the best ways to protect heritage trees, if as a community we want to protect something, whether it's a house or a tree or anything, is the community raises the money, they buy the property, they put a deed restriction on it, and they put it back into the public domain. That way, if somebody's bought a piece of property, they don't get denied their rights to use it how they want. It also is a good measure of how strongly people feel about preserving something. One of the recent ones that came up was the rumor was going around that Sizzler tree was going to be cut down, which, and it's on private property. My basic view is the guy should be able to cut it down if he wants to. On the other hand, and to clarify for the public, that was false. It's not being tried to be cut down. But, you know, if we felt really strongly we didn't want that cut down, the most efficient way is not to have an ordinance. It would be for the community to simply say, we love that tree, we'll buy the property, we'll put a deed restriction on, and then we'll sell it again, and whoever buys it knows what they're getting into. So I don't think we really need a heritage tree ordinance. Thank you.
Thank you. All right, so next up we have the approval of the meeting minutes of last December. Do we have any corrections? Actually, I have one. Under present, my name is spelled incorrectly.
Gosh.
Oh, height.
Oh.
I see that.
Thank you. Sorry about that. Oh, yeah.
And that's the only correction I had. Are there any others? Commissioner Massey?
Yes, I noticed that on the page, well, big page six, under future agenda items, it mentions Appendix E And that wasn't, neither one of that or the street tree subcommittee were asked to be reviewed at this point. So I was surprised to see those on there.
May I offer a comment about that? Because this was a question that was posed to staff earlier in the day. And I had the audio actually transcribed for that section of the discussion. And I think there's been some confusion about what the minutes versus what was discussed versus where we're going with the document itself. Because there was some discussion about Appendix E and Appendix F at the conclusion of the meeting. What was added in the minutes were the titles of the appendices. And I think that was done to try and clarify, but there was some discussion about Appendix E and Appendix F at the conclusion of the meeting.
I went back and watched it, and I didn't get that impression, but I'm not going to fight the issue.
If the concern is to address the document itself, because we're going to be moving into that section of the discussion, is that the appropriate time to address the concerns?
I distinctly remember that we decided we were going to talk about it because I believe I brought it up at this meeting.
No, I disagree with that. It's not worth arguing over. We'll deal with it when we get to it.
Well, I can't remember one way or the other, seeing as how it was December. If it's correct as written, that it was brought up by me to be a future agenda item, that doesn't affect tonight, does it? Is that your concern, Commissioner Massey?
No, I was concerned that things are appearing in various places, including the minutes, that didn't appear to me to ever have been discussed to be. And I know we had talked about Appendix E before, but I went back and listened, and I did not hear requested that. I mean, Commissioner Kirby may have asked that we have discussed it, but I know it wasn't to be discussed this evening, because I care. But it's, we'll discuss it when we discuss it.
There's a lot to go over tonight, so you're probably correct.
So the question is do we amend the minutes to say that I requested that? Is that sort of the action in front of us? I don't really know what to do. It's especially odd because
So I have a copy of the transcription for the audio of that portion of the meeting, and there was a discussion regarding Appendix E, and then Appendix F was also mentioned. And I can read this if you'd like, or we can address Appendix E and F as we move forward through the document, because I believe we're at that stage for this meeting.
That was my understanding. I think that whether I brought it up or not, and the more we talk about it, I think maybe I did, we're there anyways.
And I think the minutes for tonight's evening will reflect this discussion as well, so that it'll go on record that there was some discussion about whether or not this was included previously. So there will be some documentation to that effect for tonight's meeting.
Okay.
So I would like to approve the minutes of December 3rd meeting.
You're making a motion to approve?
I am making a motion to approve.
All right, do we have a second?
Yeah, I'll second.
Okay. All right. Any discussion? All right, let's have a vote. All those in favor, say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Aye.
Opposed? Abstain? All right, meetings are approved.
Oh, excuse me, was Member Massey's vote?
I'll vote yes.
Thank you.
Okay, next item.
Next item, Mr. Chairman, is your reorganization of the commission.
Okay, so we start with the selection of the chair. Do I have a nomination for chair?
Yes. I'd like to nominate Chris Messner for chair. He has been on since the beginning, but he has been involved with the whole street tree idea since I don't know when on DRB. I mean, seems like he's always been involved in this, and he's responsible for getting us to do things mm-hmm. with this kind of a meeting. So I would like to have Chris for chair.
Okay. I'll second that nomination. Do we have any discussion?
We already had public forum.
Okay. All those in favor of Vice Chair Messner becoming Chair Messner, say aye.
Aye. Aye.
Opposed? Abstained? Whatever. All right. Welcome.
Thanks.
Congratulations, Mr. Chairman.
Thanks.
Now we need to elect the Vice Chair.
All right. Are there any nominations for Vice Chair?
How about who's on rotation? Or how about I'll nominate Barbara for Vice Chair.
Okay.
I second.
All right. Do we have any discussion? All right. All those in favor of Commissioner Massey becoming Vice Chair Massey, say aye.
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 Aye. Opposed? Abstain? Congratulations, Vice Chair Massey.
Thank you.
So shall we move around now, or should I just pass the gavel?
I can move their
placards.
Name.
We get our names changed.
Okay.
Oh, that's great.
As long as they're Velcro.
I really do.
Oh, it's
like
a slip in.
I like.
Pass the gavel now.
I do. I really like this space.
See, I broke it.
I don't know if I should shake your fist.
Is a little bug killer.
Mr. Chair.
Thank you. All right. We'll
pass it. What is your
name? All right. We'll be fine.
Oh, if you're going to talk about the tree, that's fine. Go fill out the form, please.
Where am I? Okay.
Yeah.
Out in front, this little green form.
We're going to start at 415 Heritage Trees. That's where we last left off.
This one's a good back.
42, big number.
There might be one more public speaker.
The new one. I know what I'm going to do. Trust me. I got it. Thank you. I just want to get my stuff set here so I'm on top of everything. Congratulations, everyone. Next item is discussion. Item C, the Goleta Urban Forest Management Plan Review Workshop continues.
Okay. From our last meeting, we're still on the heritage trees criteria, and we still kind of hadn't quite settled that. So I think that's where we're going to start first before we go into the appendix. So at that point, I guess we have a public speaker on the actual topic of heritage trees. So.
What section number are we?
I'm sorry, 4.15. So we have Warren Butler to speak, please, in regards to witness tree.
Hi, how are you? My name is Warren Butler from the Butler Event Center.
And I just wanted to, number one, wish you all happy St. Patrick's Day. And number two, to say I am just here. I was asked and invited to attend to just let you know that we are going to take great care of the witness tree, that it is in good health. We had an operatist come today, actually yesterday, to take a look at it, and they'll be actually submitting a report. I don't have that as of yet. And if I look as good as that tree when I'm 350 years old, I'll be very, very excited. But just wanted to, there was some, I got some feedback, there was some concern about the health of that tree and what we thought about it. And I just wanted to make it very clear to everybody that concern came out of our love and our concern about making sure that we continue to keep it healthy and keep it around, and that not only that I, as the owner of the Butler Event Center, but all the people that come there for events, but more importantly, we have a church in there on Sunday morning, and honest to God, they thought that, I mean, it was an act of heaven to have that tree there in the center. So I just want to make it very clear that we are going to do, I only own the business, I don't own the property, but I know that Mark Bodiani actually, and the ownership has moved forward and got the arbitrist in it to take a look at it, and we will keep very good care of it.
Okay.
That's it.
That's it. Thank you very much.
You're welcome.
Okay, so if we can go to page 43, big numbers. And so from our last meeting, we kind of got stuck on a few issues. And what I'd like to do is kind of just put those on a slight hold for a few minutes. And I would like to actually start down here under performance standards and 1C, okay, because we talked about a few things, heritage tree criteria, so forth. And so after that meeting, I did a lot of research. And I decided to Google a lot of different cities under their heritage tree criteria. And I want to pass out my findings. I put together, and I took the, here you go. Pass that down. And this is what I was able to put together and find. I felt it was very important to share, and I think it's a lot of good information. So I kept thinking out, what is heritage tree criteria? I came up with heritage tree criteria. Heritage trees are trees that, because of their age, size, type, historical association, or historical or horticultural value, have a special importance of the city of Goleta, or to the city of Goleta, by virtue of any of these attributes. Because I was looking at what we had, and I was looking at what the other cities had. And I know that they have gone through all their process of vetting. And I really felt these were some good information. So they came up with size. The tree is a large specimen of exceptional size, form, or rarity. Age, the tree is old. I really like when it said the old, unlike what we have, say, in 100 years, because there are some other trees that are very significant that are 60 years old. Perfect example. The Guadalupe palms that are at the Delco building. When I was on the DRB, I made sure that those weren't going to leave the site when they developed, because they dug them up, put them aside, and the developer could easily took those and put them off somewhere. But I wanted to make sure they'd go back, because I knew they were historic, they were old, and I wanted them to stay in one place. But they're not 100 years old. So old can be a lot of many things. So I felt that was good when I saw this. Type and horticultural value. The tree is an unusual or uncommon species. Historical association. The tree has documented history. It may reflect our city cultural heritage, its association with our contribution to historic structure, with a noted person or historic event, landmark. Trees that are landmarks of a community. Supportive information may be needed on these health aerial, on the tree's health aerial space and open ground area for the root system to have been certified as sufficient by the city arborist. It is unlawful for any person to remove, destroy, cut, prune, break, or injure any heritage tree. And then I noticed some of them had a naming process. PTAC will make recommendations to City Council on naming heritage trees. The name shall be informative. A, species, general type of tree. B, location, i.e., as an example, the Redwood Grove at Stowe Park, or the Redwoods at Stowe Park, the Eucalyptus Grove at Elwood, the Sycamore at Old Town Park. And then it goes down to another section, heritage tree designation removal. The PTAC may remove the designation of a heritage tree if it finds that the designation is no longer appropriate. PTAC makes its recommendation to City Council as to whether the heritage tree designation should be removed from a tree. And then we come down to heritage tree removal, not the designation, but removal. A heritage tree can only be approved for removal if it is dead, dying, or dangerous. Heritage trees may not be removed until heard before PTAC, except as provided in the subsequent emergencies. And this is what I found very important, because I have a great concern, especially about the Elwood Groves, because there's a lot of encroachment onto the homes. And there needs to be something in place to protect those homes and the people and the safety. And so this is the emergencies I felt were important to add that these other cities had. If the City Public Works determines that a heritage tree is dangerous and is a threat to public safety, homes, and structures, the Public Works Director may order the tree to be removed without prior hearing from PTAC. In an emergency, when the City Public Works Director is unavailable, pruning only what is necessary to abate an immediate danger may be performed without authorization by the Public Works Director. Any additional work shall be performed under the provision of this section. Because I realize the eucalyptus groves there, they expand when they grow. And so they're always going to keep encroaching onto those homes and into those people. And then it came down to nominate a heritage tree. A heritage tree nomination form must be filled out and returned along with a payment for the processing filing fee. Make check payable to the City of Goleta. So then I found that there was they had forms, and I was able to kind of take off from the other cities. They had forms, which I thought were really good, because further down, you know, we have it where someone will nominate a tree. Instead of just coming up and say, I want to nominate this tree as a heritage tree, they have to fill out a form. They have to check it. And as we talked about in the procedures here, it would come to us to look at. Well, we got to have something to look at. And then we decided to if it's in need of further investigation, then we turn it over to the arborist, and the arborist can go into further detail. And I thought this kind of fitted real nicely. So this is what I wanted to bring for this section for heritage tree criteria. And I felt that this is something that would work better than what we have at this point right now. So I'd like to...
Did you have any additional copies on the forms? And we have to have one for Linda, too.
What, didn't I hand enough?
No.
Oh, well, here.
Okay. Oh.
I thought I maybe stuck to my fingers. I'm sorry.
Okay,
yeah.
There we go. Thank you.
We'll y'all share. Got one?
I did, right?
Okay. Yeah, they both have one now.
Thank you. I'm sharing. It's okay. Oh.
All right. It's just.
Oh, here. We get along. All right, thanks.
I didn't make it, so I had to draw the line. I mean, it was a lot of work. So, I'd like to open that up for discussion on this, and I think it's very thorough, much thorough than what we have here under heritage tree criteria in this UFMP. And I think it's well-rounded and covers a lot of things. So I wanted to bring this up for discussion.
Chris, I'd like to thank you for your work doing this. This is great, because it really kind of lays out exactly what the criteria should be and the steps to designate a heritage tree. One of the comments that I have would be the naming process.
Yes.
Because of our drought situation, first example, the Redwood Grove at Stowe Park. It's not really a grove, and I don't think it will be, but I think the Redwoods at Stowe Park might be more appropriate.
I agree. I just kind of put either or.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
I didn't know which one to use, so I thought.
Yeah. Well, I'm kind of specifying what I think.
Sure.
At this point. And the next one would be the Eucalyptus Grove at Elwood. Yeah. You've got Grove, which kind of specifies the Elwood main butterfly site, where the eucalyptus pretty much goes from one end of the mesa all the way down to the Sandpiper golf course property. So having it, the eucalyptus at Elwood Mesa might be more appropriate.
Sure.
And then the other one, down where it says emergencies, if it says the city public works determines that a heritage tree, and I believe you should maybe include the fire department in this, because I know they have a plan, especially out at Elwood Mesa, on the trees that you were talking about that back up to the homes there of being a fire danger.
Where is this again?
It's under your emergencies. It says
I see.
The public works, you might want to put or the fire department determines that a heritage tree is dangerous. It might be heritage trees, since you're including two areas that include many numbers of trees, being the Stowe Park and the Elwood Mesa, might be more appropriate for our location. And I like the form that you have where it's kind of black and white to the public and where you can attach, you know, it would be easy to review. And so thank you so much for your work on this.
Thank you. I spent a lot of time, but what I did was I cross-referenced many different cities and their heritage tree criteria, because I realized it passed through their lawyers.
Oh.
And I thought,
might save our lawyer.
Exactly. So I picked out what they had written and how they written it. So in here is nothing on my own, so to speak, being, except for the names, because I just,
right.
You know.
Yeah.
But Mr. Chairman.
Yes.
I just wanted to bring up a point that most of the trees that we're talking about as far as potential heritage trees are on private property. And I don't know what authority we would have on going in there and trimming any of those trees.
Right. Well, we're not going on private property.
Well, yeah, okay. And then some of these trees are covered by the Department of Fish and Wildlife and the Coastal Commission, which limits our access and ability to do any work on those trees. And I think you're getting to a point where if you do this naming policy and all this, it would become a separate policy. You might want to just include in the urban forest management plan a general statement towards that, and then later on create a policy for these type of things to go before the council. We're actually already doing one right now for making the redwood tree stumps that we had over at Stowe Grove Park into benches for the Goleta Valley Historic Society. And it's not a policy yet, but it's in the works. So it may be something like that. And maybe Rosemarie or Kathleen could talk more to it than I can, but I'm just thinking it might be two separate issues.
The urban forest management plan would not have any authorization over private property, so it would really depend on the goal of what we're trying to achieve. And heritage trees on public property versus private property would be addressed in two separate manners. So it can be stated in the plan in this document as a goal. And then we move forward with a separate item, as Mr. Morgenstern has suggested, where we can bring back to the commission potential programs using this work already as the framework for what we bring back, flush it out, and have a separate discussion on a heritage tree program, and then staff can prepare a report, and it can come before the commission at that time, which would then supplement whatever is listed in the management plan.
I'm open for that. I don't see the problem having it here as a naming process, but yeah, what does everybody else think? Any comments?
Yeah, I'd like to first of all say thank you very much for doing this. This is really outstanding work, and I'll just start with the change that I see, which under heritage tree designation removal, The PTAC may recommend the designation. I don't think we may remove anything, but we would recommend that. So that I would change that word. I think for me, I agree with what you've done, and I like the methodology that you've put to it. And so I think that what you've given is two things to me. Part of it is appropriate to be in the urban forest management plan, and how this wording turns into the format that matches that. I don't know if this really matches, so I'm not really sure how to move forward on that. So that's one thing as far as related to the urban forest management plan. As far as the form that you've created, I think it makes a lot of sense, and I think that would be appropriate, but I'm not sure that is something that would go in this management plan. I think that's something that staff would take as a recommendation. I don't have any problem with what you've done. Yeah. I would also maybe say, you know, include a photograph or a minimum of one photograph. They can, you know, submit up to three or whatever, something along those lines, so that everyone could understand along the lines of what Commissioner Kirby mentioned, saying Elwood. I mean, there's a heck of a lot of eucalyptus in Elwood. So I think we would want to maybe break them up in different parts. There's the parts behind Pebble Beach that run primarily north-south. There's the Elwood Main, which, as Commissioner Kirby mentioned, basically runs from the Devereaux property westward all the way to Sandpiper along the creek. So there may be different designations for different parts, especially where they cross boundaries. But I think this is—it's phenomenal. It really is. I mean, you obviously didn't put this together in a weekend. It's great, and I think it's a good thing.
I was thinking maybe that the application would be more of an appendix to Heritage Trees, you know, and then, well, I know there could be some tweaking in here of words. But I think this could easily replace from C, where it says heritage tree criteria, said criteria, and I could see going what we have, what I presented, but, you know, tweak some of these things, like you're saying, and that would take care of C, 1, 2, 3, 4, and 5 is what I'm proposing. And I think that we could tweak these couple of things. As far as the naming process, I think it's important to have, but I'm not objective that we could put it as a goal. I'm okay with that. I just feel a naming process is important because every Tom, Dick, and Harry is going to try to come up with their own name. And this was a generic way of putting it, because just say you say the so-and-so trees. Great. Where is it? But by saying the name of the tree and location, it's over there at this place, or it's at this park. We know what it is, without having to get into making shorter the verbiage is what I'm trying to say, mm-hmm. And simple. So it's not here to benefit a third party. It's here to benefit our city, is the way I approached it.
Okay, well, so let's, as you started to do, but I wasn't fast enough to keep up with you, what section would you want to number these as, and would they take the place of others, or how do you propose we do this?
And I'm proposing, you're the best okay, one so you can put see, you can see number performance standards where it says C, the number, you know, 1C. Okay. I would just delete, consider establishing, because now we have something, have the words heritage tree criteria, and then go said criteria, and then start with this, where it says heritage tree criteria. And then, so we would, and it would replace C1, C2, C3, C4, and C5. Because this kind of really lays out very simple what is to be done and less complicated, I think.
And then your last statement in that section, it's unlawful for any person to remove, destroy, et cetera. That really is that's not anything that we can decide. So that would be a recommendation
Sure, that's fine.
Something like that.
I'm fine with that. That's a good recommendation.
Mr. Chairman,
yes.
That's already in the municipal code. Any city-owned tree, you can't touch it.
Okay. Yeah. Well, then
goes for our bushes, for our trees, for our grass, for any plant life. It's in section 12 under parks.
All right. Well, then we can scratch this off. That's fine. As long as we got it written somewhere else, that's fine. Any other comments?
Okay, so then if we jump down to naming tree processes, would that be a recommendation as well? Because that would be something that the city council would ultimately decide, that we recommend that, that the species and the location be included in the name of the or the designation?
That would be fine. And I'd like to correct your you know, like you said, eucalyptus grove at what, Elwood Mesa?
Yeah.
You know, we can add that in there. We can get rid of what, the redwood grove, if you'd like, or just leave it.
I think it would be maybe more appropriate in years in the future to say the redwoods at Stowe Park.
Sure. That's fine.
Well, we need to keep in mind we're not naming them today.
No.
We're just giving suggestions that may or may not be appropriate.
Yeah, I mean, basically, you only need species, location, because we're not specifying any particular tree at this point.
That is correct.
Right, so, so we don't even need to have, you know, that kind of a discussion. Yeah. So I guess the question is, do we want more than species and location? On the form, Well, I think you'd want the reason for this designation, a reason. Somebody's submitting this, they, you know, what is the reason for them doing, you know?
That's in the criteria.
Oh, okay. Criteria, okay. This is the naming process, okay.
Since, may I offer a suggestion, since staff is looking at this information for the first time, and this entire document will come back as a for a final review, may we as staff take an opportunity to take a look at this and then perhaps offer some suggestions on how to recraft this section to kind of incorporate the work that has been done by the chair here, and then we can offer that suggestion when we come back at the next meeting with, let's do a final pass on the entire document, and here's a recommendation for this section for you all to look at, so then we've had an opportunity to evaluate it, kind of think through the implementation of what this means, and then we can offer some recommendations for you on how this might be written that you can take a look at, so we aren't necessarily crafting it from the dais.
So what you're saying is leave all this here too?
Well, I believe the goal is to finish going through the editing of the document and then bring the entire document back for one final pass with its red lines and then the clean version.
And then for this particular area, for this section, we can offer some suggested changes based on the work that you've just done. And we can offer some recommendations to modify the language, incorporate the naming, suggested naming policy for heritage trees. And then you all can look at that in a final draft form at the next meeting or when we bring the entire document back.
We can do that, although I also don't see is there any objections with any of the commissioners here, or how do you guys feel?
I think giving the city an opportunity to go over this would be appropriate since they haven't had a chance to look at it at all.
Okay. So my proposal then, how do I word it, would be to have this in place of this section for you to go over.
Sure. So what we would do then is that we would look, let's make sure we're clear on this, and we'll grab this in the minutes, is that section 4.15, Heritage Trees, we'll look at this entire section in its entirety, and we'll incorporate the work that you've already done, your proposal, your handout here. We'll weave that into this section, and then we will take a look at the form, and we'll modify it to include, add a picture, provide an explanation for why you feel, whoever's requesting that the heritage tree or the grove be so designated, and we'll kind of update that and put it into our format for how we might implement the program so we can think about implementation. And then we'll bring it back as a section for you all to review and approve as part of final consideration of the overall master management plan.
Okay, so then the form would be considered as an appendix.
It would need to be if it's going to be included in the plan. It would need to be an appendix.
That's what I'm trying to say.
And then referenced
okay.
here.
Okay, so it'd be an appendix referenced in here, and that this would go towards where in the performance standards, heritage tree criteria, and then you guys can go from there.
Mr. Chairman?
Yes.
The only concern I have is we don't officially have a heritage tree designation program or council endorsed what designates a tree as being heritage. So this is kind of like putting the cart before the horse, wouldn't you?
Well, but that's what we're doing right now is we're going over heritage tree criteria. That's what it's in here in the UFMP.
But this doesn't give any meet to the council to make decisions.
It's not enforceable. It's not enforceable without an ordinance. It's certainly on private property. So this could be on public property, something that could be considered and approved by the city council.
Because in the very beginning of the UFMP, we're talking about public property, not private. So this all falls under public property.
I understand. I'm just saying that the council has to have a clear-cut designated heritage tree program that we don't have. None of our trees are heritage trees.
Nothing's been nominated yet. But by having this council, it will have this, then they either can adopt this or not. That's what this whole process is about.
Yeah, I think if we as staff can take a step back, take a look at this section in particular, look at how it might be crafted, potentially implemented, we can bring it back for an agenda. Maybe we agendize it as a specific part of the final review so that everybody's aware that it's being considered and discussed because it is a new program, and we can bring it back at a future meeting as part of this final review.
And for my own clarification, when you say naming, you're not talking about giving it like a name from somebody out of Goleta history, but you're talking about designating it as a heritage tree.
When someone comes in as a heritage tree, and it's you got to have a reference. Where is it? A tree. I mean, anybody, Joe Blow who wants to come into town, I want to see this tree. Where is it? Well,
so you're suggesting, just to clarify, that in addition to it being designated as heritage, it also would be named at the same time. It would be a two-step process, but the same. It'd be two components of the same process.
Yeah, it just would help identify where is it, where it's at.
The Gaglione sycamore wouldn't help.
No.
Thank
you, Mr. Chairman.
Okay.
May I ask a question though about one of the criteria that you've listed in your proposal, and that is old.
Yes.
So the way it's written right now, it says the criteria may include but not be limited to the following, and it currently lists 5 different criteria. It's not as if all of them have to be satisfied. It could be one or several. So a tree doesn't necessarily have to be 100 years old. It could be the 60-year-old tree, but that happens to be an unusual species for the area, and from that basis alone it becomes significant, or it has value based on how it's placed. So
the whole idea, though, was to just shorten everything. Less is more, so to speak, you know. Keep things down instead of all the extra verbiage getting lost was my approach.
Right.
And that's what I saw on the other cities. Instead of putting a year, they just said the tree is old. And then it could be elaborated by who's nominating it, or it could be by discussion why.
Okay. Well, as we come back and we recraft the section for the commission review, we'll certainly look at all the components here.
Fair enough.
I also, one of the things, just so you know, that we'll be looking at too is emergency removal. So in any emergency, we don't want someone to wait for me. And so we'd want to have some lists, some criteria, so that my designee could make the call if necessary. So we'll outline all of that. Mm-hmm. We also might not want someone pruning if it is dangerous. So we just want to have some clearly outlined things so somebody can make that call if necessary.
Okay. So then we'll continue down to, what is it, D1? Or no, what is that? The next thing. What is it? I see we've got some ABC. Yeah, I guess D1. So I was reading this again, where it says a member of the public or city staff may submit a petition to the Public Tree Advisory Commission, PTAC. We okay?
44, still the same section on heritage trees.
D1.
Okay. So it says right there, a member of the public or city staff may we submit a petition to the Public Tree Advisory Commission, PTAC, for a tree in the public right-of-way. And then it goes, period. What it should say is PTAC will, for a tree in the public right-of-way, and then it should continue to say city parks, open spaces, and all city-owned property. Otherwise, it's just street trees. Go ahead.
Or maybe just say in the public domain.
That's good, too.
Or on public property.
I just saw it needed to be clarified there. So
I'm going to make a note, or on public property. Is that acceptable to the commission?
Yes. Yeah.
Or on all public property, or I guess whatever.
Okay.
Okay, so then we continue. The PTAC will evaluate the petition and determine if it qualifies to be submitted to the city parks or city arborist for further investigation into history, health, and satisfaction. I think we need to delete the word history, health, and, because the criteria that I submitted has all that in there. So we're just like being repetitious. So history, health, and needs to be deleted. So it will say city arborist will provide satisfaction of heritage tree criteria. The city arborist will provide, and it says a report. I thought instead of saying a report, maybe a botanical assessment, because he's going to get the application, and then from there he's going to go off of that and then further give the report off the information.
So does the assessment include health? And I only say about health because you wouldn't want to designate, go through the trouble of designating a heritage tree that there's some disease process that's going on, that this thing is going to either fall down or have to be taken down in 2 years or something.
Well, that would be in the arborist report. He would tell us those things. And then where it says, it should say report. And then it continues where it says, and recommendation. I recommend that we delete the word and recommendation, because the arborist does not determine. He is not a commissioner. He does not help decide if it is a heritage tree or not. The arborist's job is to give a PTAC botanical assessment. PTAC decides merits, significance of a tree for heritage tree status. So I saw that the arborist is not a commissioner. So I felt that should be deleted. And then just continue on to the PTAC, period. And
all right, I'm sorry, but we want to be careful. We're getting your actual intent here, and I missed the beginning part. Can I?
Yes.
Okay. So reading D1, member of the public or city staff may submit a petition to the Public Tree Advisory Commission, PTAC, for a tree in the public right-of-way or on public property.
Okay.
PTAC will evaluate the petition and determine if it qualifies to be submitted to the city arborist for further investigation into the history. No, I'm...
A satisfaction of a heritage tree criteria.
Oh. May I... Okay, so the way this is written, the form comes into PTAC. PTAC decides whether or not it's sufficient for further review. Then they task staff with doing an evaluation, and then staff brings it back to PTAC. That's the process that this commission is recommending.
Well, no, that's this process. We have it two ways. We have it or. It goes straight to the arborist and then comes back to us.
Okay,
we have
yeah.
an either or.
Okay.
So right. That's what we're trying to break down.
Okay.
And then we're going to let council decide.
Okay. So then this sentence is, the PTAC will evaluate the petition, determine if it qualifies to be submitted to the city arborist for further investigation in satisfaction of heritage tree criteria. City arborist will provide a report to the PTAC. PTAC would make a final decision based on these findings, and if approved, direct staff to present a recommendation to city council for designation of the tree as heritage.
Yeah.
So, in theory, then, PTAC will evaluate the findings and direct staff to present, and if so directed, present a recommendation to the city council. Mm-hmm. Does that work?
That would be fine. I'm fine with that. I just, the way I understand it is, we get it,
mm-hmm.
we look
you
at
evaluate it,
we evaluate
you decide.
It,
mm-hmm.
its merits, because then we, as a commission, we look at heritage tree criteria, what it meets, what if we have our healthy discussion, and then if we say, hey, we think this is good, we'd like to send it off to council with our thoughts about it, and then let council decide.
Mr. Chairman, not to play devil's advocate here, but it seems like I'm doing it tonight, but it seems like health would be a very important factor.
Mm-hmm. Who?
Health.
It's going to be in the report.
It's going to be in the report.
I asked him that.
That's what the
and I'm not sure what satisfaction means.
I think what would be very helpful from a staff member, having worked in this environment in my last city, it would be helpful if we all understand what you all are trying to do, what your policy recommendations are, and then we as staff craft some language based on your policy direction, and we bring it back for you all to review and approve. And that way we can... take some time to sort of craft language that we think works for us as staff who have to implement, and as long as it meets with your satisfaction from a policy level and from an overall guidance perspective, maybe that might be the way that we handle this section.
Yes, Barbara.
It seems to me what I'm interested in having is a botanical assessment of the tree from an arborist, so that we can then decide whether it's appropriate. It's fairly simple, mm-hmm. it seems to me, isn't it?
Yes, Chair. Chair.
Dude.
Sorry.
Just regular guy.
I agree. Basically, it makes sense that if somebody wants to have a tree designated, that they would fill out some sort of form, and we don't want the city arborist to be out doing 12 of these if there's no point to it. So I think it makes sense for us to be an initial gatekeeper to say, yes, this makes sense. Mm-hmm. Even if we might disagree, but we could still say it makes sense. Then the report comes in, the report says it's healthy, or it says, wow, this is a fantastic tree, but it's dying. Then that would be important information for us, and then we can choose to, you know, yes, think that's important or not, and make our recommendations. But ultimately, the city council makes a decision.
That's correct.
That to me is the whole goal of the process, is to not have things go straight to the city council, mm-hmm, not have things go straight to the city arborist, but have us be a first gatekeeper, and then have a voice. Which our decision could probably be appealed. I think most of ours, yes, can anyways. So if somebody didn't like what we said, they do have a recourse.
So to clarify, it would be a recommendation either to approve or deny to the city council, and the city council makes the final decision in both cases? Or would it be deny at the commission level and an appeal to the council?
Yeah, I would say we can approve or deny, and they can appeal to council.
That would seem more logical. I don't think they want to worry about each.
Yeah, they don't want to. They don't want to hear, like you said, 8, 10 frivolous things. If it's frivolous, because I know council, when they're going to be getting a bunch of this, they're going to. I remember on DRB, they sure got mad at us sometimes when things got appealed to them. Says, why couldn't you guys just figure this out? And I remember that white paint, was it on the house? That was oh my God. So.
Okay, so we can recommend that the city council take a positive action, or we can deny, and then if we deny, then the person could choose to appeal it. Is that, mm-hmm, is that what we're saying we want to do?
I would think that's reasonable.
I think that's reasonable.
Okay.
There's not that many heritage trees out there, so I don't think their desks will be cluttered with maybe a few at the beginning, but...
Right.
Or just wait.
Name every eucalyptus tree in the grove.
Okay, so we continue where it says, or a member of the public or staff shall submit a request for designation to the PTAC, who will refer to the city arborist. Right there before who, I think we need to get in. We didn't clarify. What was it? I'm sorry.
Well, I think if we craft this section based on this conversation, a lot of this language may change. So if you let us craft the section, the one thing I want to note that is that if we're going to allow an appeal to council, we're going to have to designate some language. You know, you can appeal within 10 days, 15 days to the city council. We'll want to look at some other appeals that have been set up for other departments, for other processes, and make sure we're consistent with that appeal language. So if we can take some time to do our homework, we'll come back with a fully vetted program.
That's fine. What I was driving at in here is before who... is we need to designate, what was your comment on all?
Oh, public property?
Yeah, we need to add on public property, because there's no, for if it goes to the arborist first, there's no designation of property.
What's the point of this or?
Yeah, I was wondering the same thing.
It seems to me if we're laying out a process, I don't understand
the
alternate process.
I would agree with that. The only I heard that sometimes council likes to have things brought to or go to staff, and then they're just told what it is. I think you told me that one time, Rosemary.
Council usually expects staff to give recommendations. We lay out the background. We give a full discussion and let them know why we're recommending what we're recommending. At the end, we try not to give them either ors, because then we're making them do additional work and have discussions that they don't need to have, and they rely on us for that. The only decision is usually you approve this, or you may choose not to. If you choose not to, then these are the potential consequences.
Okay. So actually, I like your comment, Jeff. I think we should just get rid of the or. As I would before, and because the whole process, it'll come to us, we decide, and then it'll go to council right there, is I think probably the best way, would be my recommendation, the more I think about it. Any comments?
I agree. The simpler you make it, the better law will flow, and it'll get the approval at the end.
Okay. So then the comment where it says, or a member of the public, we will delete that whole paragraph. So then now what I wanted to do is I said I want to come back to the top of Heritage Trees. So at the top of 415, we have on page 43, that whole paragraph I don't have a problem with. Is everybody okay with that? And we go down to where it says on the next page, no trees have been designated as heritage, historical, or significant since the city has formed. I think it should say historical or significant when the city was formed. So since and has should be changed to when and was.
Okay, so no trees were designated as heritage, historical, or significance when the city formed.
That'd be fine.
Right.
And then it continues and says, and there is no process for protecting any heritage tree or tree significance of the public or private property at this time. I don't know. I think we have a tree protection, don't we?
No. No, we do not.
We don't have heritage tree protection.
Okay. Then we've got continue. A list of potential Goleta Heritage Tree sites is identified in Appendix B. I'm coming back to a list of potential, and then I come down to objectives number two. It says develop a list of candidates or candidate heritage tree landmark trees. So that comes down to Appendix B. To have that come in as part of a law potential, I think that shouldn't be.
So I think we should clarify, because we're right now talking about trees on public property, nobody may damage, cut down, or harm a public tree without our permission. So by default, city trees are already protected because they're city trees.
City trees, yes.
Right. Heritage trees, again, this goes back to the public versus private. So if the goal of this section is to create a heritage tree program, which would be ultimately it could be a heritage tree program without teeth, i.e. no ordinance. It says we'd like to be able to designate heritage trees, but we can't protect a heritage tree on private property, but it's a way of just recognizing heritage trees. That's one purpose for this ordinance. But a city tree, publicly owned city tree, is automatically protected regardless as to whether it's a sapling or it's heritage.
But I see that this whole UFMP is for all public property, right-of-ways, parks, everything.
So I think the point is that Ms. Trepp is making is we're being redundant if we talk about protecting mm-hmm. or not cutting and things like that, because that's already done. So we don't have to super protect heritage trees because they're protected, period. So
then we can delete that, and there is no process for protecting any heritage trees then?
Yeah, because this includes private
Correct.
Property.
See, yeah, that sentence would go away.
Okay. Then we can delete that. And I know we talked about it before, but I'm gonna bring it up about the Appendix B, since this was part of it and we were kind of stumped on it. But we're here in objectives tasked with develop a list of candidate heritage trees as a commission. So we have a list of potential, and those are just potential sites, not I can't see that going in as an appendix. Whereas what we would want is what we develop as a commission.
So one option is a list of approved heritage trees is identified in Appendix B. And right now, moving forward, it would be blank because we have nothing approved. And then at such time as these nomination forms come in and the trees are approved, Appendix B is just updated on a regular basis.
Right.
I would agree with that. We were at a 2-2, and that's why I wanted to discuss again, just in a friendly manner.
Of course. So right now, Appendix B in our packet for tonight has all the private ones lined out, and it has the public ones in blue, and there's five of those listed. So that's the question before us: is do we want to keep those five
right
in this appendix? And then the greater question is does this appendix remain or not? That's maybe
right.
The bigger
well,
question.
But the thing is, it's if you look at the heading on it, it's potential. It's not even that they are.
Right.
So I think that's a nice comment that if we just leave it blank and we add as we get the trees that not are potential, but that actually are becoming heritage trees. So actually the appendix stays open. But as it's added, as we accept trees that are legitimate heritage trees, because what we have right now, it hasn't been approved as legitimate. They're just potential.
Mm-hmm. Right. So we can choose to keep a list of potential that someone could look at, or we can choose, like you say, to take the word potential out of it and say heritage trees, and then the appendix has nothing in it.
At the time.
Right.
Until people bring in applications,
right,
and then we add to that list of heritage trees in the appendix that are been accepted. How would you guys feel about that?
I would like to go one step further with this,
because, sure,
and put some meat to this. Take the word potential out and make these the heritage tree sites now, and then future ones. Then you add those. That way, because I don't think there'll be any disagreements. Well, I'm not going to say that. There's always disagreements, but these are pretty well-known, loved areas in town. I can't see anybody make, you know, and we grow the list from this in blue.
I would agree to a point. I would rather us vet it. To make sure we have the paperwork on those. Otherwise, just saying yes, we haven't really gone over anything.
And I have problems with one of them.
So in theory, if we're making a recommendation to create a program and a process, we would follow that same process as part of the designation.
Okay. So us as a commission could actually nominate these trees on our own and
run them through the process.
And run them through
run them through the process. That is, I would agree with that.
Future agenda item.
That would be fine.
And that way, if anybody on the commission wanted to take one or more of these off, then we could have the discussion then.
Good. Correct.
Well, to me, that brings up the question of who's going to pay the fee, because I don't want to pay it.
Why does there have to be a fee?
Is there a fee?
Yeah, we talked about there's going to be a fee. Otherwise, people will just toss in forms, and we start evaluating and spending time.
The Public Tree Advisory Commission could not be exempt from this?
But then you couldn't evaluate, could you? Well, you'd have to do it as an individual.
And how much is this fee?
Have we established a fee? So, again, if we go back to really thinking through the policy and the implementation of a heritage tree program, that would be a component that we would really have to think about. I mean, there's a cost to have the arborist go out and evaluate the tree. There's staff time associated with it. We'd want to take a look at what other agencies might charge if they charge a fee for a heritage tree. So, again, it gives us the time to be able to sort of think through what this means and how it would be implemented and then come back with a proposal.
In other words, it takes a citizen with some pockets with money.
Maybe or maybe not, depending on what, you know, we again, haven't had time to evaluate and act the actual implementation of a program. So it might be helpful if we took some time to do that and then came back with something that was vetted and we could suggest a fee at that time and the commission could decide whether they liked it or didn't like it.
And then council would have to decide, do they want to go for full cost recovery?
Mm-hmm.
Right.
Or just part of it? I think what we're just... You could start out with 200 applications that they don't even meet criteria, but that you have to go through and screen because there was no cost to doing that. If it were even a $25 fee, then it has to be worth $25 for somebody to put the application in, which then reduces the number of applications that you have to go through. That's sort of the thinking.
So we're in agreement that we have the appendix, remove the word potential, heritage tree sites within the city of Goleta, and then we just have it blank, but we add to it as we go?
I guess so.
Okay. So then my next question would be, recommendations, the next sentence down, where it says, consider adopting procedures for defining designation and incentivizing the protection of heritage tree, landmark trees on city property. I take that we would delete that since we are doing that right now. We have it in process.
I'm sorry, where are you?
I'm sorry, we're on page 44, big numbers, under recommendations. 4.15.1.
Got it. I'm sorry, would you repeat that again? I want to make sure I'm following you.
Well, it says recommendations. Consider adopting procedures for defining, designating, and incentivizing the protection of heritage landmark trees on city property. Well, that's what we've just done today. So I would see that we don't need that anymore.
Well, they're not in yet, so maybe we could wait till that comes back.
Okay. That would be fine. And then the last thing on this chapter I'd like to bring up is under comments, under AM 87. This was brought up before as a comment, and we talked about it, and it was removed, and I see it back in here. So I would like to, where it talks about, side note, the witness tree is named after the original witness tree, and I read it into the record about that, and I think it's not accurate. And
so you would like the side note removed?
I would like it removed, please. Because... the real witness tree was cut down in the 1800s to make room for Hollister Avenue. In regards to the present sycamore tree that stands in the middle of the old Sizzler restaurant, is not a witness tree. Witness trees are merely property markers, or cited as a reference point to them, not because they are old enough to be around to observe significant historical events as editorialized in these comments. Google define witness tree. One does not name a witness tree after another one. To change a witness trees, one would need to rewrite the meets and bounds description for the property in question. The National Arbor Association may love old trees, but not all old trees are witness trees, nor are all witness trees necessarily old, nor necessarily significant specimens other than their use for defining boundaries. And for the record, that quote used that's in this comment is from a plaque that was placed at the base of the tree as a sales pitch to promote for their restaurant in the early 1970s. So that's why I'm motioning to have that removed.
I agree.
I Do we have an agreement on that, or are we okay? Any comments?
Yeah, we can remove the side comments, as far as I'm concerned.
Thank you. All right. Okay. Now we can go to appendix. What is it? It was appendix F, but now it's appendix C. That would be page 79, big numbers.
Okay, thank you.
Okay. Is everybody there? Okay. Let's start with the first heading. Then we'll just work our way down. Any comments?
Yes.
Okay.
Shouldn't say street tree subcommittee planting guidelines anymore. It should just say street tree planting guidelines.
Mm-hmm. Or how about City of Goleta's nursery tree planting and contracting guidelines, because that's what it all deals with.
You want to make it longer? Fine.
Well, no, actually, no. Well, okay. Anybody else?
And, of course, yes. I think we should remain.
Rosemary?
Chair Messner, I think we've gone through before on contracting guidelines because for public contracts, that's covered
right
in other documents in the city. So to say contracting guidelines, and some of this contracting language probably needs to come out just because we don't want to end up in conflict.
I don't have a problem with that. I think we could just replace it, mm-hmm. take it out, and put park yours in there. That's fine with me. I mean, I don't see an issue with that.
But if ours change, then you have to update this document.
Okay.
That would be the only problem.
Okay.
I would also remove revised and approved dates on there. I don't think that any of that is any longer necessary to be in the document. It's just, it will be part of this document, so that's, I mean, you might want it at the end have the date it was approved, finally, and then the next time we come around, you'd update it.
Yeah, wouldn't that go at the bottom of the page or something, meaning updated or approved when council?
Right.
I mean, we already have approved 318.13 by city council, but then we would have the update by council when they adopt the whole UFMP.
It's in the header on the following pages.
Oh,
change that too.
I'm sorry, but I'm not clear. So I want to make sure I understand what the title of this appendix is before we move forward.
Just street tree planting guidelines is what I think.
And taking out the revised, but
yes,
leave in the approved 318.13 by city council?
No, because when this is approved, I mean, it's already approved, so it doesn't matter whether it states it or not. And when this is approved, it will not be necessary to have an approved date. It will be part of the approved document, right?
Correct.
Thank you.
Okay, so are we including dates or no dates?
No dates.
No dates anywhere, approved or revised?
At the end.
Not even as a footnote?
At the end, I would put when this was last revised.
At the very bottom of the appendix.
Yes.
Well, wouldn't we want it on each page at the bottom?
If I might, one of the things we talked about with these is, you know, having the appendices, they could be changed out. I don't know if it's worth changing them, having the dates the first time that they are all approved, and then having it on subsequent, whenever it gets changed again. However you guys want to do it, I'll throw that out there.
It's like the zoning ordinance is what I was thinking. When they update the zoning ordinance and they change the date at the end,
Well, the zoning ordinance is a little bit more complex than the appendices. The appendices could be updated on a regular basis. Mm-hmm. I do think it's important to date the appendices, whether it's at the bottom of every page or at the end of the appendix. Right. I think it's important to make sure, so by reference, we all know we're looking at the final one, because these could change with some regularity. Mm-hmm.
Then I would suggest the bottom of every page, in case someone just peels off one page, they can. We would do that. Yeah. So the date that this gets approved would end up being the on okay. the bottom of all the appendices.
I have no problem with that. It's probably it's a good point that one page may get pulled. And
I think that's a good idea.
Okay.
So we're calling it street tree planting guidelines, removing the dates at the top. The footer of every page will say approved, a date, last revised, and a date. Or do you not want any approved?
Doesn't really need to be approved. Just say last approved, revised. Just last revised.
Okay, revised. Last revised, just making
well,
sure.
If it's revised, it has to be approved, right?
Right.
Yeah. I guess what made significant was the approved by council is because council approved the tree list and these planting guidelines over the Appendix E.
Right.
Because Appendix E had planting guidelines and a tree list in there. And council had the two and they adopted this. And so that's why it was important to have the approved date there at the time.
Right. And I think that would go on our staff report that, you know, this is something already approved. Those would be important things to include when we bring this to council as a final document.
Okay.
Good point.
Okay. So let's go to the next one. A, recommended street tree list. Or recommended street trees. Anybody? I think we need to, one, remove the word recommend and put approved. And instead of street trees, because the tree list is street trees, center dividers, and roundabouts. And then that whole section A should be moved over to the tree list. Appendix. What was that? That's Appendix A to hit on there, I would say.
Then do you still want to call it a street tree planting guidelines or public tree?
Or city tree.
Mm-hmm. City tree.
Okay.
So it's now city tree planting guidelines because then it can go anywhere?
Public tree.
Or public tree. Which do you prefer?
Public would be my choice. Because some of the public is very concerned that we may try to include their trees. So this states it clearly. There shouldn't be any argument then.
Well, the Appendix A now is listed as City of Goleta approved street tree planting list. Insert PDF is what it says.
But the appendix.
Well, is the list intended to... Okay, so the list is just a street tree list.
The tree list...
doesn't cover parks, does it? What might go into parks? Maybe it is street.
My recollection of this conversation, if you look at big page 67, not recommended for reasons, noted they weren't recommended for street trees because of the limited grow space in the small area. So this may be the street tree list for public trees. Okay. In parks where we have more space, we can become more creative and have a larger
list.
A larger list.
Yes, I would agree with that.
Okay, so we will then leave this approved. Maybe to be consistent, you call it the approved public tree planting list for streets, medians, and parkways, or streets in the right of way.
Yeah, boss. We're talking on
streets.
This one.
Maybe I shouldn't have said anything.
No, no, we want to get it right the first time.
It's always good to hear what you
have
to say.
Who's on first?
Yeah, right.
Or what list are we looking at?
We're on Appendix A, City of Goleta, approved. Or we can just leave it approved street tree planting list. Let's just leave it street tree.
Yeah.
Holy shit. I'm all mixed up. Oh, where'd that come from? Got it. Oh, okay.
So what's the first tree listed on this list? Brazilian butterfly? It under the criteria of 3 feet is?
Yeah.
Okay.
Oh, man, I've got mine all mixed up now.
I know. This is a list I spent some time on because I had some corrections on it.
Okay, so we're working on the Appendix C, not the tree list, correct?
Moving to C.
Right. Well, we're on Appendix C, but we're just making sure that the title of C matches the title of A.
Yeah,
that's what we're hung up on.
Yeah. Okay. That's my confusion here.
All I saw. Well, okay. Let me backtrack here.
That's why I'm asking. What's the first tree?
On the Appendix C here, where it says, "Well, we've changed approved street trees or approved instead of recommended."
Okay.
Okay. And it says the recommended street trees list. I think we should just say the approved. Tree list will, because now what we're talking about in A, we're talking about trees that will be periodically reviewed and changed and whatnot. To me, that seemed like maybe that should be moved over to the tree list, you know, just the top intro. That's all. Not so much to go into the tree list at the time, just to move that over there. And then we can look at that later if you'd like, because we're going to go into the tree list after we finish the UFMP. Does that make sense?
Yes.
I mean, does that make sense?
Instead of moving, I would say just copy it. Have it here in the C and have it on the A. It's the same thing.
All right, I'm fine with that.
So is this the C appendix or A?
This.
I think I heard it'll be both.
It'll be in both.
Okay, that's all right. I just wanted to make sure.
Okay. So then what we're going to do then is change the word recommend and make and have it approved.
Right.
Correct.
Okay. So A is approved street tree.
Why does it need to say approved?
It's just the street
it's
tree
just
list.
A street
okay.
Tree
then,
list.
You know what?
By definition, it's approved.
That's even better. That's I like that. It's shorter.
I like the simplified.
Take the approved out now.
Mr. Chairman?
Yes.
I just wanted to remind the commission that the street tree list is picked basically on the right tree in the right place, which dictated by the amount of parkway we have, which is totally out when we do parks. Parks don't have any restrictions for roots or growth or anything, which broadens the pick of trees 100-fold.
That is correct. And that's why in this Appendix C is there's the 7.5 feet. When you get beyond 7.5 feet, then there's no need for the root barriers.
Yeah, but if you're going to name the trees, if you're going to tie them in with the street trees and you start naming these trees, you're going to have a list.
What do you mean
infinite
naming?
List. Well, you're saying that maybe I'm misunderstanding, but you're saying you want approved lists for parks and for street trees. Am I misunderstanding?
I think this list is just street trees, isn't
yeah,
it?
Yeah, we just want it for street trees, right? Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Street trees, center dividers, and roundabouts.
Okay.
Right.
That's
and
all
then,
we're talking
and then,
about.
And then
that's all we're talking about.
Anything beyond 7.5 feet...
is open.
Is open.
Okay.
Because you've got 15 feet is the widest point in any center divider. So that's why we have 7.5 feet.
Yeah.
And so when you get beyond that, we're beyond that threshold for the roots, for root bears.
I was just concerned whether or not we're going to try and name approved trees for parks and stuff.
No.
So
no, no.
Okay.
No,
thanks.
No. No, that's not the point. Okay. So then in that same A, I'm trying to move along. I'm sorry we're getting hung up. I just think we need to add the word roundabout because I heard Ms. Gaglione mention that now we have roundabouts, we might as well update that. So it says...
Let's get rid of the roundabouts.
Well...
To
add trees more suitable for Goleta's predominantly narrow street, parkways, and center dividers, and then roundabouts. Just add that word in there. I would think that'd be appropriate. Okay?
Well, roundabouts, do they have certain criteria of how wide the space is? Is there...
That would be, Mr. Chairman, that would be depending on the circumference or the diameter of the roundabout. If it's a very small one, yes, it would have some impacts on it. A very large one, then would be...
So that's a variable figure.
Yeah. So it would still fall under the width of the right. diameter of the roundabout would dictate what size tree.
Yeah, that's why I don't think you need to designate it a roundabout, because it's going to be determined by the size of the planter, which would go back to this list.
That's fine. I don't have a problem with that. I just put it in there because I heard Ms. Gagnoni make a comment about that. That's all.
Okay.
Okay.
One of the considerations, though, when you're putting trees in roundabouts is site distance. When you're looking for, the tributary roads, that you want to be able to see all three other or four, whatever streets you have coming into the roundabout, you want to be able to see them clearly.
Okay. Okay, then I guess we're okay with A? Everything in A is fine? Everybody?
Well, except for a few spellings and things like that. Okay. All right. Okay. Not the actual list. Okay.
Right. Yeah, we're not touching that tree list.
Okay. Which is this. Okay.
Okay. So let's go to the next line B. Does anybody have anything in that number one?
Nope.
Number two.
No.
Mr. Chairman, to not to be a pain, did we decide to leave roundabouts in, or are we taking roundabouts out?
No, we're going to leave it out.
Leave it out. Okay, thank you.
Yeah, it's going to be based on the planter size.
Okay, thank you.
As is described further in this appendix. Before I forget, we're going over Appendix C. Never mind. Number three? Okay.
No.
Number four?
No.
Number five?
No. Speaking up for everybody. You can speak up if you disagree.
You're doing a great job.
Number six?
No.
Number seven?
No.
Number eight?
No.
Number nine?
No.
Okay, we're going to move into C. Number one?
Actually, I don't have any problem with any of the three.
Number two? I've got a problem. Where it says city arborists, those need to be changed to public works.
Sorry.
For number two and number three. And before I forget, I'm sorry to backtrack here. I'm sorry. I apologize. On number B, at the heading, it says recommended nursery planting signs. We had recommended deleted, correct?
Right.
It's not recommended, okay? Sorry. Okay. And then number three, city arborist needs to be changed to public works. Okay, so now we're going to D. The word recommended needs to be deleted. Okay, number one, anybody? 1A. Boy, we're moving fast now. 1B,
no.
1C,
no.
The city arborist.
Oh.
So we'll make a note that anywhere it says city arborist, we'll change it to public works.
Thank you.
Okay, that's good.
Okay, now we're down to number two, container sizes.
It's public works.
in the Public Works. Number three, and I do have something here, so let me get my... From all our back and forth, all my numbers have gotten mixed up. So bear with me, please. Here we go. Okay. So for number 3A, I feel that we should delete that and replace it with, on page 35, it would be chapter 4.61 under objectives. And this, and in that chapter, it says it better than what it says here presently. It says, proper planting holes, a firm, flat, bottom hole will prevent trees from sinking in loosened soil that is three times the area of the size of the root ball. And it describes much better than hole dimensions to be specified and confirmed by city arborist.
Sounds good.
You guys found it?
What was that reference again?
It's on 4.6.
Bob, I made a note. It's on page 35, and it's recommendation 4.6.1, objective 1A.
Yeah, 1A.
Thank you. Oh.
Okay. You okay?
I can't even think. I got a headache from this. It's freezing in here.
It's cold.
It's very chilly.
Shall we take a 5-minute break?
Sure.
So we can find the thermostat?
Okay, we're going to take a 5-minute break, okay, and we'll be back. Okay, we're going to start this meeting. We're going to see what we can do here. Okay, so we just finished 3A, so we're okay on that one. Okay, number B. Number C, the city arborist needs to be changed to Public Works. Okay. Number D, I think we need to add before double stakes, what, 2 8-foot or 10-foot double stakes, Mr. Morgenstern? I think it would be appropriate to put that there.
Of course, it depends on what size tree you're putting in there, but if you're putting a standard 24-inch, you probably want to use 12-foot lodge poles.
Okay, so what about if we say 8 to 12-foot, and that would give us a range for what's...
Sure, I'm good.
Okay, I'd like to add that in there. Because I've seen some contractors just throw the puniest little thing in there and tie something off. So I at least want to have something on paper that, you know, we can call it out. Okay, so we'll have the 2 8- to 12-foot double stakes and rubber ties to be installed for support. Okay, number E, anybody? F. Okay, I would like to add, at the end of F, start another one called G. And over on, again, back to page 35, chapter 4.6.1, under objections, or objectives, sorry. You look at number 1E. It should say irrigating. Consistent irrigation is critical for proper establishment. It is recommended to irrigate 20 gallons per tree weekly. Since we're talking about, it falls under planting details, and I felt that it was important to talk about watering. Any comments?
We wouldn't be able to enforce that. We can't make the property owner put in an irrigation system.
Well, this isn't for private property, though.
The street trees, well, they're in front of private property.
Okay, well, I just felt it was good to say something about watering, that's all.
There are some cities, I think, that when you plant a tree, they get a kind of a mock guarantee from the property owner that they'll water it, but there's no way to enforce that type of thing.
Chair Hay?
Do we have any way to hold them responsible if the tree dies after we plant it within a certain amount of time?
No, but we don't give them another tree.
So one of the things, if I might, for a future meeting, future project down the road after we get through this process, is our current tree ordinance is very light. To be able to, some tree ordinances, in fact, in my last community, did have requirements that adjacent property owners, private property owners, were responsible for watering their city trees in front of their property. But that's a much larger discussion for a different day. Right now, we don't have any teeth. There's no requirement where private property owners are required to water their city trees. It doesn't exist at this point.
Okay. Then we'll just let that go.
Yeah, like I said, we try to get a verbal contract out of them. You want the tree, we'll do it, but you know.
Fair enough.
But
I just thought
we encourage it.
Something right. About water, but I understand. We'll go along with that then. Okay, let's go to 4 on page 81. Okay, 4A, 4B. I'm just speak up, anybody. 4C, 4D. I'd like to add on page 34, that would be chapter 4.5.7 under recommendations. I would like to continue where it says trees should be selected and located such that upon reaching maturity, foliage will not block street lighting or grow into overhead power lines. And then continue to say, they should not exceed 25 feet in height at maturity so that the edge of the tree canopy will not come within 4 feet of household electrical transmission wires. This recommendation does not apply to telephone cable or street light power lines. Does that sound appropriate?
I'm sorry, where did you bring us back to? Page 34, where?
Objectives. There we go. Just part of it, not the whole thing.
Oh, the one that was previously struck?
Yes. I thought that was a good informative thing to add there.
Up here.
On page 34 at the top, the redlined, it's been struck out, 4.5.7.
Not the whole, where it says electrical power lines, then it says should not. Say they should not exceed 25 feet in height. Y'all see that? Is that?
Well, what if there's no power lines above? Do we still want to limit it to 25 feet?
Well, I don't think there's, there shouldn't be a, yeah, if there's no power lines, then there's not a problem.
Right.
Well, doesn't Public Works plant all these trees and they're looking at all this criteria, or they wouldn't be placing it in?
When we plant them, yes, but we do have people that plant their own trees and they get a permit. And we look at that, we look at more. We look at placement around water meters.
Yes.
We try to find the clean outs for their sewer lines and trace the sewer line so they're not too close to the sewer line with their tree. We check the site distance for when they're coming out of their driveways. Of course, the overhead lines, we check those too. And suitability of the tree, obviously making sure the tree is approved tree for that spot. And we look at the planting of the tree, the hole they dig and the root barriers and all that stuff.
So essentially you're supervising the location of the tree when a private citizen is putting the tree in. They have to have a permit to do this, and you're looking at their site, and you're taking all these things into consideration.
Correct.
Correct.
Yeah, we approved the site for their tree.
That is if they come in for a permit.
That's if they come in for a permit, correct.
So then I guess we don't need that then, I take it.
Doesn't hurt.
I think it might be good on that note, keeping it in, so at least it's in the document, and if the citizen wants to put in a tree, they're looking at it, and they're maybe they'll start to look at some of those factors because it has been listed.
Okay.
Yeah.
So we have a consensus. So do we have that?
So we're only adding in, if I look at 4.5.7, we're adding in this.
All right, and put the word they should.
And where were we adding that again?
After E, before E.
So we're going to combine it into
D.
4D.
Oh, 4D.
But it only it's really only in reference to
power lines.
Power lines. Okay.
That's okay.
Yeah, I mean, we may wordsmith it a little bit, but you all are going to have another pass at it.
Okay,
yeah,
but you get what I'm going on.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Okay, let's go to E. Anybody? 4E?
Isn't this all covered in your contracts?
Yes, I my recommendation would be to delete E because this is all covered in insurance requirements change as times change and different sorts of things people do come to light.
Okay. So then we're going to delete E?
Yes, I would recommend that.
Okay.
Thank you.
Then we will do such. Okay. Item E, I would delete the word recommendations. Okay. The heading, I'm sorry.
Well, doesn't the heading just go away? I mean, if the section goes away, there's no heading. It's just there's no E.
When you were talking
about the small E,
not section.
Oh, I'm sorry. The next thing is E. Yes, we delete 4E. Correct.
Oh, 4E. Oh, I thought you were on capital E.
Yes, I'm on capital E now. Yeah, 4E is deleted.
I wasn't talking about 4E. I was talking about capital E.
Oh.
No, I like 4E. That works for me. I got no problem with offsetting.
All right, now, where are we? Who's on second now?
That's right.
We're on 4 little e.
So we thought, so some people thought the deleting was little e, 4E.
Okay, what were you recommending?
I'm recommending that section E, recommendations for tree contractors, be deleted in its entirety because the city already has policies and procedures in place that govern this.
Okay, so little e stays.
Big E goes.
Holy cow. Okay.
Thank you for the clarification.
I was doing little E.
Okay. So then we just replace this or whatever is with your contracting.
We wouldn't replace it. We would remove it completely because our contracting requirements may be modified from time to time.
Okay, fair enough. And so we're talking all of E.
Mm-hmm.
We're talking 2, 3, 4, and 5. Okay. We got through that. So now, bear with me here.
Yeah.
Then, since we have a little bit of time, I want to go to this Appendix E. Tackle that, and I guess that'll be done for the night. And my motion is to delete this Appendix E, tree species eligibility list, because one, we already addressed this back in the early chapters of
what page number?
Where are we, please?
Okay, 93, big numbers. 93, big numbers. So my motion is to remove Appendix C, tree species eligibility list, because this appendix was removed at a PTAC meeting during, when we were looking at chapters, I think it was 4.4, 4.5, 4.61, and replaced with the city council's adopted street tree list and the nursery plant and planting guidelines on March 18th, 2013, because this Appendix C has a tree list and a tree species eligibility list, and that's where council was looking at that or looking at those two documents, and they chose to take the two documents that the subcommittee had, which trumps this document.
What's long here? Oh, sorry. You said trumps, and I said it's long here.
So
this is getting debated.
So if your recommendation is to get rid of Appendix E, the tree species eligibility list, then when we go back to section 4.4, which is on in our current agenda, big page number 31, the second paragraph says...
Wait, so what number? What page what?
Big 31.
Okay. Yes.
So section 4.4 is titled Tree Species Eligibility List. So if we have no such list, then I'm not sure that we need that section.
That's correct.
Right.
That was added later.
It references Appendix A.
Yeah, that's odd.
It's referencing Appendix A, which is different. That's the approved street tree planting list.
That's the first paragraph, but the second paragraph talks about the list.
You're talking Objectives 1? On 32?
On 4.4.
Oh, I'm sorry. 4.4, first paragraph, references Appendix A, which is the approved street tree list.
Correct.
And then where is it? Oh.
Well, this whole section is called Tree Species Eligibility List.
Yeah.
Right.
And that's Appendix A. That's what council adopted. At that time, that's when we put in there what council adopted, which trumped this document right now that we're talking about.
Yeah, the paragraph referencing Appendix E has been struck already.
There are references throughout page 32, references Appendix C. We may have some inconsistency here. If we're striking this appendix, we may need to readdress
the Appendix E on page 32, Appendix E, that was before it got changed to Appendix C. See what I'm saying? Because when we went through, if you go back, we had our last meeting, we deleted Appendix A, we deleted Appendix C, and we deleted Appendix D.
So they all moved up?
They all got moved around, okay? Mm-hmm. And so Appendix E, at the time, was the street tree list.
Right.
But now it's Appendix A.
What I find confusing, and you have the history, I don't, and this could just be inconsistencies in the document. It says that the street tree list...
No, I'm sorry. E was the planting guidelines.
Okay. But it talks about the approved street tree planting list adopted that is intended for street right-of-way areas only. Then it says the eligibility list includes characteristics of tree species that are potentially workable in Goleta. And I'm wondering, was there any idea that this might be places other than street right-of-way, like parks and public property, and the other list is just for in the right-of-way?
I'm sorry, where did you read this? 'Cause I'm...
On the second paragraph, it says the...
On page 31.
Yes, in page 31, it says the adopted the eligibility list includes characteristics of tree species that are potentially workable in Goleta. This would depend on a number of conditions, blah, 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 blah. But the first one says that the street tree list is intended for street right-of-way areas only.
Which is an edit. So my sense is, without really spending a lot of time rereading this entire section, is that it was originally intended to go with what we're now discussing as Appendix E, and that we may want to cross-check what we're trying to accomplish with this section. If we're going to eliminate Appendix E, which was discussed previously, there may need to be some double-checking for consistency.
Let me know if this is redundant, but this is my understanding. We have the street tree list, which is an approved list.
That's right. Correct.
And we all understand that that is specifically talking about trees or streets, medians, and now roundabouts.
Mm-hmm.
And they're the right tree, the right place. My understanding and my recollection of what went on in the past is this Appendix E, whatever you want to call it, if it's been changed or not, tree species eligibility list is a list of trees that are appropriate for Goleta, as I think was just said, not necessarily street trees, just trees that we say, yes, there's a park, this tree could go in that park.
What it looks like.
It's a different list. It doesn't relate to street trees. It's the comprehensive list that I think Mr. Morgenstern was talking about earlier.
Well, in this tree species eligibility list, it says recommended street trees. It's talking about street trees.
No, this was one that was
on the first paragraph.
Agenda, and that was why it was replaced.
And it talks about street trees under transmission lines, park trees, soil volume. That's what we talked about in the now Appendix C, planting guidelines, nursery standards. So this thing's got half and half. It's got a tree list. And then it's got, like, similar to the planting guidelines, and that's what council adopted on March 18th, was that's why it trumps this right here, this document, or appendix.
And further down it talks about park trees. So it's interesting. It's sort of giving all different things. It's a bit confusing.
So does anyone have insight as to what the purpose of an eligibility list would have been?
Well, the beginning paragraph says the purpose of this eligibility list is to identify the potential tree species available for planting within our area. Okay, which we could take from, it's a bit much bigger list, and and it shows more diversity, and then it goes into, you know, native trees and certain, you know, trees under certain criteria that could possibly work with these trees that do not work with the City of Goleta's tree planting list. So that is now more specific to these spaces. That's the way I interpret this, and I think it's just been refined on the street tree list, you know, in these specific areas, where the other one, you know, it could be parks, it could be, you know, different criteria where these other ones could be placed.
If you look on big page 95, the last paragraph here, it says that all underlying tree species on the attached eligibility list are recommended street trees. Well, there's no underlining now. So the question is, was this intended to be just an eligibility list and some of the trees on our list were pulled from here? Is this a list of, is there anything on this list, or at some point would you want to revisit a list of trees that are eligible for other public area plantings aside from the street tree list, which that is the approved street tree list, not this, obviously.
I thought this was the one that was stuck in the original UFMP, and nobody was happy with it. That's why they then looked at them both, my understanding was, and then the council said, no, we want the street tree list that's now adopted. Mm-hmm. So that this was
guidelines.
Just stuck in here all this time. Now is the time to get rid of it.
Does the commission want to reserve a place for other trees that are not street trees? So maybe it's not this list, but have a reservation for recommending, you know, eligible species to be planted in parks or to be planted in public spaces, because the list you have now, the approved list, only governs street trees.
That is correct. I don't have a problem with beyond, like as we talked about, the 7.5 feet, which means that you're getting past the root barriers, you're getting, which means that gets into the criteria of parks and whatnot. I think we could actually just make an appendix on trees for parks or something and come up with a list for that. I'd be good for that.
What is there a problem that I'm not aware of where inappropriate trees are going to be planted by the city in a city park? Or what are we trying to solve by creating another list?
Yeah.
I mean, if the city's going to have a planting plan, I would certainly hope, although I can't guarantee, that it would at least pass by this commission. And at that point, we could look up, because how many different trees could be on this list? We're not planting a 7,000-acre park in Goleta.
Okay.
If whoever is preparing this, you know, a landscape architect or whatever, I would assume they're gonna call out trees that are appropriate, and we could look at each individual one and give our opinion at that point.
Well, we proceed with annual planting without bringing those planting lists back, the planting back to the commission. At some point, we, from an operational perspective, the value of having some guidelines and the expectation that staff follows those guidelines is that we're allowed to move forward without coming back to commission when we want to plant. So we planted trees for Earth Day, didn't we, or Arbor Day?
Yes, Arbor,
yeah.
Arbor Day.
And we didn't bring that necessarily forward for approval from PTAC. So again, the commission being policy driven and evaluating special requests, but there's some guidelines in this section that help inform how to select an appropriate tree in the for a particular location, which I think is valuable.
Yeah, there are, if you don't mind, there are conditions, soil conditions, climatic conditions associated with every region in the country. And sometimes you'll plant trees, like we have the redwoods that don't belong here, that are difficult to keep alive, expensive to keep alive at this point. And then we wind up having to start removing at expensive rates trees that are dying because they're planted in the wrong place, even though they're not, it's not a street tree and it's not restricted by the parkway. I'm talking about park trees and open space trees. So there's a reason to have them. If it's the wrong tree in the wrong climate or the wrong soil condition, it's a waste of money.
Well, so, right. I agree with that. My point is, who would be choosing that? Like when the tree was planted on Arbor Day, who said, we're going to plant this tree here?
I did.
Okay. So you didn't choose a redwood?
No.
Based on arborist recommendations, what would match
exactly,
what's there?
That's my point, is for us to create a list of every tree that could possibly be planted in a park, it seems like a waste of our time to do that. I trust you, and if you get it wrong, I'm not sure that we would know that you did get it wrong.
Yeah. And we try not to.
Right. You're going to do some research on the tree. Yeah. You're not just going to go pull something off the shelf in New Mexico and stick it in the ground.
I think just in deference to the commission, if this was something you had wanted to consider, we want to bring it up now, because there was sort of a blended list. It's no longer the current list, because once the council adopted the tree list, I'm happy with what you're saying, because yes, when we plan things now, we consult with the arborist about what's a good tree for this location. If the commission is fine with that, that's great. If we were putting in a whole new stand of trees where there wasn't one before, and then we would be bringing a design to you and a palette, okay, and saying this is what we're looking at doing here, which is a lot different than replacing a tree here and there. So if a commission's fine with that, we can work with that quite easily.
And quite honestly, there are publications that give suggestions of what trees work best in what climates and regions. So it's
all right. You know. So then I'd like to motion to delete Appendix E.
Please.
Well, if we do that, we have to get rid of Section 4.4.
Well, that would have to be updated, meaning it'll change. That's what happened from A, B, C, and D. Like, for instance, on page 32, it says, consider using SelectTree or a similar database tool for identifying allowable species with recommended additions as identified in Appendix C. Well, Appendix C should be Appendix C.
So we'll review this section in the context of tonight's conversation. So when we bring the plan back for final approval, we'll flag this to indicate that we may have fine-tuned it a little bit or tweaked it to make it consistent with the now guiding documentation of Appendix A for street trees only, to make sure that we're consistent throughout.
Yeah, and C, because that's what I think this is where some of these mistakes happen. We had it all before, and I haven't even written in my notes what they were, and then we get this updated as a version for us to go through for all 10 chapters. Well, then things got bumped around, and that moved things.
Right. I'm not talking about moving. I'm saying if we get rid of the eligibility list, and I'm not saying we shouldn't. If we choose to do that, then section 4.4, maybe we just call it tree species eligibility and get rid of the word list, and because that's really what it's talking about. What trees are eligible to be planted?
Well, I think having a list that is suited for our area. Let's say somebody has a big piece of property and they're going, maybe the city has a list of they could go through this and look at and select something here that our city has had some thought about putting on this kind of a list just for the general public, where I just think it would be good to keep it in.
Well, in we could have a general just statement in terms of if the list goes. Now, that doesn't mean we can't create something for the public, an information thing online, but that maybe just a recommendation that, you know, staff will consult with an arborist when replacing trees or something to make sure they're suitable.
Yeah.
And it's what we're doing anyway, but it just sort of makes official that's the expectation, that we're planting the right tree in the right place.
I think that's a good idea. I like that. At least it's something said, mm-hmm. acknowledged. And we trust Bob.
That was a mistake.
He might retire. We never know what comes after.
For now. Okay. So I guess we're out of time.
Mm-hmm. So what was the final decision?
We're going to remove Appendix E.
Okay. I don't know. Was everybody on board with that?
Okay.
I am.
You might want to take a vote.
Okay, let's take a vote on that to remove Appendix E. All those in favor? Aye.
Aye with a comment. So I don't
sure,
know.
Can please.
We do some discussion? I think that we need to amend section 4.4. At least don't refer to a list, because the list is gone if we take this out. I would say aye if you agree to take the word list off of the heading of section 4.4.
Okay, my comment would be then it says the current approved street tree planting list. That's just for street trees. And that's what we have, though.
Right. But the second paragraph talks about the eligibility list, and the heading is tree species eligibility list. If we take out the list, then this section can stay because it is relevant, but it can't be called a list. It needs to be talking about how one determines what an eligible tree species would be.
Mm-hmm. And I think that's what Kathleen was saying. We have to go back in and recraft 4.4.
I think we need to revisit this.
It.
And maybe for you, for the purposes of this motion, we retitle this section 4.4 tree species considerations, or tree species selection, consideration for selecting tree species, so that at least it's not referring to a list, and then we as staff, when we come back, will give you some additional changes to make this more consistent with intent, general guidelines, and not the Appendix E that we're deleting now.
Okay. I go for that.
Yeah. I would go for that.
Okay.
Chair, Mr., I just need a second on that motion, please.
Oh.
I'll second it. Thank you.
All those in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Aye. There we go. Okay. So we will close this meeting out. I'm getting tongue-tied tonight. And we will be here, what, next month? Our next meeting date is?
We don't have one set yet, but.
Oh, I thought we did.
Oh, I thought we had one
in April.
It'd be on the agenda then. Next meeting.
See, I'll look at my calendar and see if I can.
There were so many dates thrown out there.
Yeah, we had, as I recall, we had two dates picked out.
Yes.
First Thursdays.
Except this isn't first
Thursday.
Yeah,
this is third Thursday.
Other than today, because it was previously committed.
Okay, so then what we will do is we will come back. And we'll start where we left off on the next appendix. I guess it would be F. And then we're almost there. So,
Mr. Chairman, you might want to inquire of any future agenda items and then move for an adjournment.
Any future agenda items would be starting where we left off, appendix F.
Just to clarify, would you tell me what the name of that appendix
is?
That we're all on the same page.
Ordinance.
The ordinance. Okay. Thank you.
We'll start there and then we'll just keep going. Meeting adjourned. To